It is now 10:31 a.m. on Wednesday, the 1st of September, 2021, and the September board meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. We'll do a roll call. Dale Nyblade, present. Suzanne Coleman?
Present.
Sherry Mays?
Present.
Eileen Pettit? No. Deb Bright? Michael Cyril?
Present.
Terry Brown? Okay, we do have a quorum for those that are present. Did someone just join?
No, that was my quorum.
Okay. Declaration of conflicts of interest? I hear none. Review, discuss, and approval of the minutes from the August meeting.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion to accept the telephonic board meeting minutes from August the 4th, 2021. As written.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I second that.
Got a motion to approve the minutes from the August meeting and seconded. We'll do any discussion. We'll do a roll call vote again. Dale Nyblade, approve. Suzanne Coleman?
Approved.
And Sherry Mays?
Aye.
And Michael Cyril?
Aye.
And Deb Bright.
Anybody else on the call? Deb Bright?
Deb Bright.
Okay, thanks, Deb. Thank you. That means the minutes from the August meeting are approved. Agency Operations Director's Report.
The oral proceeding on the proposed rulemaking took place on Monday, August 23rd, 2021, without any public comments. In addition, the final approval request with the governor's office has been submitted.
Thank you.
This is Eileen Pettit, and I've just joined the call.
Okay. Thank you, Eileen. Okay, we're on. We're down to number five. We've done all the housekeeping duties. Five is the possible violations. A, redacting the last name on license. Did everyone get a copy of his response in the picture?
Yes.
Would entertain a motion to dismiss this as a violation since he has reflected it and fixed it.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we drop the possible violation against Roy P. Christensen Thielen because he has I don't know how to say that. He has replaced his last name on his license for public display.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to dismiss the possible violation of Roy P. Christensen Thielen. Any discussion? Do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
It's been unanimously approved to dismiss the possible violation against Roy. We'll move to number B, no establishment license. We did get a consent agreement order from them, and we need a motion to approve the consent agreement for these eight locations.
So this is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion to approve the signed consent agreement from the following establishments: Alvernon Optical Maine, Alvernon Optical Sunrise, Alvernon Optical Green Valley, Alvernon Optical Campbell, Alvernon Optical Tankaverde, Casas Adobe's Optical, Silver Bell Eye Care, and Family Vision Center under new ownership by AEG Vision.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to accept the consent agreement from the AEG organization for those eight locations. Any discussion? Okay, we'll put it to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
And Michael Searle?
Aye.
Been unanimously approved to accept the consent agreement from AEG, and we will get that document in process. General discussion, the selling of non-prescription cosmetic contact lenses. Megan was kind enough to remind us that our AEG had already kind of gone through that with us in January, and we have no statute authority or authority over that. We are going to continue to keep trying to follow up with the FDA for their support, but it's not in the scope of our abilities anymore, or not, I guess it never was. We just had a clarification done to it. Thank you, Scott, for getting that information for us to keep us out of trouble.
Absolutely.
And I also want to thank, by the way, back to the previous B item, I wanted to also thank Scott and Megan for the hard work they did of getting this pushed through to a quick conclusion for the consent agreement. Thank you for your work on that. Move on to number six, applications for licensure. A.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the applications for licensed opticians from the following: Michael Anthony Ramirez, Nicole Marie Mazowski, Xavier Jesus, Adrian Quentes.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'd like to second that.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the application from these three opticians to become licensed. Any discussion? Do roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Welcome to the three new licensed opticians to our membership.
Congratulations.
Yes. 6B, we've got application for establishment license.
And this is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the following applications for establishment licenses from Southwestern Eye Center at Anthem and Warby Parker La Encantada in Tucson.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'd like to second that.
It's been moved and seconded to accept these applications for establishment license. Any discussion? Put it to roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
And Michael Searle?
Aye.
Application for establishment license for those two locations have been unanimously approved. Future meeting dates, we have our last three of the year, October 6th, November 3rd, December 1st. I don't see any future agenda items going forward. We'll just have to see what comes up. Call to the public. Hi, public. If you're not there, you missed out. Too bad. Anyway.
This is Deb. Do we want to talk about the contact lenses for the Halloween season? Next agenda?
No, Scott has, we had a meeting in January and Scott showed it was not under the board's area of scope of control.
Okay.
But that was a clarification.
Okay.
Yeah, a clarification that Scott gave us because it's not a prescription item that doesn't follow. I think we need to still try to keep an eye on it and keep gathering data to be able to give to the FDA. Hopefully they can, it's out of our hands, it goes to the federal government to be in their control.
Oh, thank you. Now I connected. Yeah. Thank you.
Yep. Appreciate it. Yes, we have no further stuff to do, so it is now 10:41 a.m., and this meeting is adjourned.
All right. Thanks. It was good to talk to you guys.
Thank
Bye.
You, everybody.
See you again. Bye. Talk to you next month.
Bye.
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 Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Megan.
Yes, sir.
You still here?
Yes,
I'll just send you page seven.
Hold on a second, please. I need to stop this, and I don't know why it doesn't get stopped.
Okay, we need to, we'll stop, and I'll give you a call.
Sure. Talk to you later. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.